Well, thank you for coming and welcome to the LR Book Launch. It is so lovely to see everyone here today, so thank you for coming. Has everyone got their LR badges? If not, I've got some helpers up here at the back here. So put your hand up if you don't have your LR badge yet, and Sam will help you out. And lucky door prize as well. If you haven't got a ticket for your lucky door prize, Ryan here, my other helper. Maybe put your hand really high if you don't have that. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Nicole Godwin. So I'm the author of Ella. A big part of today will be the book reading, so it's great to see all the kids on the ground here. What we're going to do first, though, I'm going to just say a few words, let you know how the launch will run, and then I'm going to hand over for some introductions from my friend and writing mentor, Tanya McCartney. Then I'll talk a little bit more, we'll read the book, talk a little bit more about the motivations for the book, and lots of thank you. And then what we'll do is we'll draw the lucky door prize. The lucky door prize is a library bag and some Ella greeting cards. So we'll draw that at the end. Then what we'll do, that will be the first part of the launch. Then we'll go downstairs where I can sign any books. There's a signing table down there. We've got some colouring in for the kids and we can mingle. And also, unfortunately, we're not able to have catering food as part of the launch, but we've got some cupcakes for the kids to take away, so we can do that before you leave. And I've got my three boys, Jaden, Ryan and Sam. If they'll have the cupcakes if you need anything and the colouring in, so they can help you with all of that. I've also got people taking photos, particularly Scott, wherever Scott is, my official photographer, Scott. So if anyone does not want photos of their kids or themselves on social media or on the Compass Books website, please let myself know or Scott, just so that we, you know, make sure that the photos that we are putting up, people are happy that we, you know, do put up. The other thing that we're doing is we're going to do some videoing downstairs. Once again, if you don't want to do that, not an issue, but there's someone very special who's missing today and wants to put together a package for them, which is going to be a video, and that's Demelsa, who's the illustrator of Ella. So Demelsa lives in the UK, so we've done all of this production sort of via, you know, emails and Skypes and, you know, sort of messages. And she would love to have been here, but it is a bit far from England. But we're going to put together a video to send her so that she feels at least that she's, you know, part of the day. So you might have one of my three sons come up and ask you some questions if you, what would you like to say about the illustrations, or, you know, do you have anything to say? You don't have to, but if, you know, if you'd like to, then that would be great. So that will be in the foyer after as well. So before I hand over to Tanya, the one big thank you I wanted to do is to all the crowdfunding people. So some of you may know that this project started out, well, quite some time ago, but it was crowdfunded in order to get the printing sort of underway. So I can't thank, you know, everyone who supported the crowdfunding enough. It was so successful, and there was an outpouring, not just, you know, help and support financially, but just the love and the offers of, you know, help in so many ways. So thank you very much for all of your support. Unfortunately, we don't have the crowdfunding books here today. When a spot was available to launch the book here as part of the Canberra Writers Festival, I didn't want to pass it up, but it meant that I didn't have, you know, I wasn't going to have all the books available. So I managed to get some advanced copies that are available in the bookshop downstairs, but all of the crowdfunding, the big batch, is coming probably next week or the week after. So I got a call last week saying that, you know, I'm having three pallet loads of books delivered, so sure to work the logistics of that one out. So now, before I do the book reading and those initial words, I'd love to hand over to Tanya McCartney. So Tanya is an author, an illustrator, a book reviewer. She's gone along with, she's the ambassador for the ACT Chief Minister's Reading Challenge. There's lots of titles and lots of wonderful things that Tanya does. But most of all, Tanya has been incredibly helpful and supportive throughout this whole project and has been with me through lots of the ups and downs. So, over to you.
Anyone high tech want to give it a go? No? I'll yell.
We're good.
I just went to Book Week last week, so I'm used to yelling. Trust me. It was fabulous.
Yelling in a good way.
I'm absolutely delighted to be here to launch this book today. Nicole has become a friend of mine. She's an amazing lady. When she first asked me to launch the book, the first thing I did was start googling elephant facts. You know, I wanted to wow you with all of these amazing statistics about what these elephants go through and where they are in terms of, their preservation. But then I thought, well, no one is better qualified to talk about that kind of thing than Nicole. So I thought I'd leave that up to her. And instead, I'd like to talk about Nicole. So we first met, 2 years?
Getting on 2 years.
Yeah, I thought it might be over. You know how you think something was last week and it's actually 40 years ago? Childhood. I first met her about 2 years ago and she asked me about the self-publishing process and she wanted to create this book about elephants and about the tourism trade. But not only that, she has the plan to create many books in a series on animals around the world who are specifically endangered or in trouble. And how could I say no? I had to get involved and I must admit I've loved every single minute of it. We've met in cafes, we've chatted on the phone, we've Facebooked, we've drank lots of tea and I've absolutely loved the process. I've mentored quite a lot of people, but I would have to say that I like Nicole. She is the most organised, thorough, meticulous, high on detail. It's absolutely no wonder that this mum has produced a trade quality picture book, without doubt. I had a look at it downstairs before I came up. It's unbelievable. So working with her was an absolute another joy. I mean, this woman has even organised to be aligned with elephant sanctuaries in several places, which you could talk about. So just working with her was a real, real joy. She'd turn up at meetings with lists and everything carefully thought out, and she would absolutely blow me away. And as we all know, often the student can teach the teacher, and Nicole has taught me a lot. Not only about elephants, but about perseverance, integrity, and her passion. She's been a really moving experience. The other thing that she did, which really, really impressed me, was that she listened to a lot of my advice and took on a lot of my advice, but she also stayed true to her own vision. And there were times where she said, no, I can do that. We can talk about that. That impressed me. You know, I had encouraged her not to do rhyme because rhyme is so, difficult to do. She did a beautiful job with it. And a few other things we talked about, but she went her own way, and I think that we have to do that in life. We take a bit of advice and then do what works for us, and it's absolutely worked out beautifully, so I'm proud of you for doing that. But not listening to me sometimes. We're not always right. And of course the result is a beautiful book. Now just, I know you guys want to hear the story, so I won't talk for too much longer, but just a note on the illustrators, Amanda Horton. I started the 52 Week Illustration Challenge at the beginning of 2014. If you haven't heard it, just look it up on Facebook. And Samantha was one of the challenge members. And she would post weekly magnificent imagery. And I remember when I was talking to Nicole about getting the exact, the perfect illustrator, I had suggested that she look on a challenge and find someone that resonated with her in Australia. I think you had a handful. In the end, you had maybe 5 or 2, and we went through. But Danelka was someone you just absolutely loved. So Danelka ended up working with Nicole directly, and as you'll soon see, her illustrations are absolutely magical. The cover is just the beginning. There's no other time in human history than now that we need to tread lightly on this earth. And we need to care for our landscape, we need to care for our plants, and we need to care for our animals more than ever before. And we also need to care for each other. And I think that, if anyone is treading lightly on this earth from the way she feels about animals and ecology and the way she eats and the way she thinks, there's few people that tread as lightly as Nicole Godwin. And it's an honour to know you. Endlessly inspired me on this journey. I'm thrilled. There's nothing like a first book launch. It is like your wedding day. So congratulations on an incredible journey. I'm thrilled to be involved. You're going to love the story. Please buy 1 million copies because that's how our daughters can write more. My biggest congratulations to you, Nicole. Love your work. And I formally now launch Ella.